We have scoured the internet to bring you creepy Hallyu stories coming from our favorites. So, pag-uusapan natin yung mga kwento ng mga ating mga K-pop favorites, mga, we have K-drama as well. Mm-hmm. So, mamaya marinig po natin ang mga kwento galing kay Johanny, kay Taeyang, kay mama mo.
Wala, oh. Guys. Paano kung meron tayong ma-record na song?
Oh!
Anong gagawin?
Alam mo, ayoko nga i-bring up kasi kanina medyo may weird na ako narinig dalawang beses. Hindi ko alam kung baka galing kay Mon. Oh. Oo, nagbe-break. Uy, nagbe-break siya eh. Parang medyo nagbe-break ng konti.
Wala yan. Internet lang natin yan.
Oo nga, internet lang
yan. Internet lang yan.
Mm-hmm. Yung mga ganun.
Annyeong!
We know why you're here.
If you're like us,
K-pop obsessed and K-drama addicted.
Completely in love with all things Hallyu.
At naghahanap ka ng kausap at karamay.
Want to sarang is here for you.
Subscribe to our weekly conversations on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube.
And make sure to like our episodes and rate them.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And join our community of Hallyu lovers.
Kapag kasama kami, hindi ka nag-iisa.
Let's all share
the Hallyu love.
1, 2, Shaman.
Sino ang sa likod mo?
Annyeong, I'm Pia.
Hi, this is Monica.
Hello, Freaky Deekies. This is Trency. And welcome to our Halloween episode special. This is One to Sarang, talking about some creepy stuff for you today. Ready na ba kayo, guys?
Parang ako hindi.
Parang masyadong Joe DiMango yung ano ko.
Parang nga eh. Nung nag-introduce nga ako kanino, okay, parang, shit, that's sexy voice.
Okay.
Okay mo yun. Okay yun.
Sa truth, kanina pinapractice ko siya sa sakin habang nagda-drive. Parang ano ba ang freaky voice? Pababa, pataas?
Like, di ba parang whispers?
One, two, shaman!
Ganun. Pang, parang duwende, ganun.
Ay!
Okay, so this is our first Halloween episode, actually, our 4 years. Kasi I think ngayon lang kami nagkaroon
ng cast ng
loob. Ay, sorry, in our 4 seasons.
Ano to?
Sorry naman. I'm traveler din kasi ako eh. Hindi nyo ba alam yun? So, paranormal power.
Okay.
Time travel. Coming from 1 to superhero, we are now at 1 to shaman.
Shit. Okay.
Mm-mm. Ayan. Okay, so, first time po namin gagawin tong Halloween episode na to. And we have scoured the internet to bring you creepy Hallyu stories coming from our favorites, from the K-drama world. Okay, so pag-uusapan natin yan today. So pag-uusapan natin yung mga kwento ng mga ating mga K-pop favorites, mga, we have K-drama as well.
Mm-hmm.
Konting mga kwentuhang urban myth. Or is it an urban myth? Mga ganyan. So, mamaya marinig po natin ang mga kwento galing kay Johanny, kay Taeyang, kay mama mo, at si marami pa ibang idol. So, kung may mga favorites kayo sa mga na-mention ko, stay tuned. Pakinggan natin. Pag-uusapan po natin yan today para kung saan man kayo ngayon, kung nagda-drive kayo, you know, kiligin kayo. Kiligin!
Wow!
Mag-tingle ang inyong mga katawan. Tingle! Parang sexy parate, no? Parang my body does not know creepy.
It only knows sexy, yeah.
Yeah, it only knows sexy. It's sexy.
So, okay. Dapat ba pabulong din kami ni Monica? Sasagot sa'yo ngayon.
Kung kaya naman natin.
Pasensya na problema po ako.
Sige, subukan natin.
Ayan. Natural kay Monica eh. Oo, skin balls niya mababa.
Talaga?
Pero bago po tayo magsimulang magkwentuhan, syempre may mga tanong muna ako sa mga kasama kong co-host natin dito. Kayo ba ay may freaky deaky experience na gusto nyo i-share ng mabilis?
Anong level of freaky deaky?
Baka nasa sexy kasi yung utak ni Monica.
Kapag freaky deaky kasi, they're really sexy.
Pero pala ibig sabihin ng ano, freaky dicky ko.
Nagpunta akong ano, nagpunta akong
motel?
Adonis.
Ako naman nasa motel na.
Oh. Oh, sige, go. Mag-start tayo kay ano? Kay Monica.
Ang dami kong freaky dicky kasi syempre yung past life, yung job ko before, ang dami naming pinupuntahan ng mga places na we actually end up sleeping in old houses, in, you know, places that aren't like lived in for so long. Kasi may art department, ang dami namin usually. So madalas hina-house lang kami in like whatever house available basically. Hindi kami kasha sa hotel. So ang dami namin na-encounter ng mga housing na talagang ang daming, what the hell? Like, ang daming nakakaramdam. Alam mo yun, hindi lang ako. Like, there's always a story between the members. I mean, my team members. Pero parang siguro yung freakiest story ko na would be that time when I stayed in NPC Village in Bataan. So that's the Napocor Village. You guys remember there's like that power plant that was never used. There was a village there na naging resort of sorts. Tapos dun kami nagstay because we were gonna shoot. We shot in Las Casas for a long period of time. This place is freaky as fuck, guys. As in, imagine like, ito yung inimagine ko yung old BF homes na medyo suburban. Parang it was left in time eh. Mukha pa siyang 80s na mga bungalow types and all that. And the moment I set foot there, alam mo yung may feeling lang na something is not right. May ganon. Yeah. May bigat na.
Yeah.
Oo. As in talagang freaked out. But anyway, we stay there for about 2 weeks. Ang daming mga multiple encounters by different people. Pero yung akin na yung pinaka-freakiest would be, one night, I felt something really, really ice cold touch the tip of one of my toes.
Oh no!
So I was just there in bed. Suddenly, I feel something ice cold touch the tip of my toe. And then at first, I'm like, what was that? But somehow, I managed to feel it slide all the way up sa back of my leg.
Bago dinisilaan ka.
It just basically lined from my toe to my foot to the back of my legs, my thighs, up my spine, all the way up to my head.
Oh no.
And then pagdating sa ulo ko, hand. Like, I distinctly remember, kasi diba sabi ko finger lang.
Oh.
I distinctly remember that it was a full hand. And at that time, I was freaked out. Parang, I was wide awake na by then. Wow. And I'm like, lahat na ng mga, alam mo yun, syempre, ang dami kong mga other staff members na sinasabi nila sa amin na kung makakita kayo, makaramdam kayo ng multo, dapat ganito, ganito, ganito. Lahat talaga pumasok sa utak ko. As in, siguro, ang tagal-tagal ko under the covers of my bed. Like, not knowing what to do, I said all the prayers I could say kahit na hindi talaga ako super religious, alam mo yun.
Yeah.
Until I couldn't take it anymore. So basically, I ran out my room. Paglabas na paglabas ko ng kwarto, na may iba pa akong mga members of the art department who were there, who were surprised that I came running out. And basically, when they saw me run out, one of them said, natawa siya. Sabi niya, haha. Sabi ko, ba't ka tumatawa, kuya? Sabi niya, nagtataka nga ako, ba't ngayon mo lang naramdaman? Huh? So he knew something was up with my room.
Oh.
It's just that, first time ko ma-encounter that night, na yung presence mismo.
Gusto ko yung nonchalance ni kuya, parang ano lang. Parang, may multo dyan, di mo alam.
Okay.
Tsaka mo, parang may ganun dating mo. Tsaka mo naman.
Hindi man lang yahuin, Arn.
Okay.
Oh. Although feeling ko naman, in his defense, he didn't want to say anything so that I don't get freaked out. Because in case I don't feel it, that's great.
Yeah.
Nagtataon na I did.
True. So, kala ko nagulat siya kasi tumakbo ka palabas. Kasi parang uncharacteristic kay Monica tumakbo eh.
Na in panic, diba? Tapos may sheets pa ako nun.
Okay,
wala pa nga akong bra eh.
Okay, natawa siya kasi tumatabog
na
ka.
Nun, eh.
Oh, ano ka lang, suot mo lang yung
pala
yun. Yung pala yun. Pala.
Sabi niya, ma'am, tagal ko na ito hinihintay, ma'am.
Ganti ka pala?
Ano naman bumabalik? Yung story ko, can't top Mon's story kasi parang, bakit may contact? Nakaka-stress.
I'm sorry.
But, There was this time, I think, graduate na yata ako ng college or baka college. Tapos nun, parang I was on the second floor of our house, my parents' house. Tapos nun, nakita ko, paakyat ng stairs yung brother ko. Tapos kinusap ko siya, sabi ko, "Kuya, kumain ka na ba?" Tapos di niya ako pinansin, dire-diretso siya, papunta ng kwarto niya. Sinundan ko siya, kasi parang ako, "Ba't di ka namamansin?" Tinawag ko siya sa kwarto niya, tapos nun, nawala siya. Tapos bumaba ako, kinausap ko yung mga helpers namin. Sabi ko, "Kumain na ba si kuya?" Sabi nila, "Bakit? Hindi pa siya umuwi, ikaw pa lang nandito sa bahay." Sabi niya sa akin. Pero dinescribe ko sa kanila, sabi ko, "Hindi, nandito siya, suot niya yung checkered na polo, tapos ganto-ganyan." Sabi na, "Ah, oo, yun nga rin yung nakikita namin." Why is there nonchalance in them? Why do they just say it like, "Ah, oo, nandito yan. Lagi siyang nandito," parang ganun lang. Parang, okay.
Oh my God. Parang tambay lang sa kanto.
Oo, di ba?
Saka yung kiss kay biganin mo kasi.
Hindi nga niya ako pinansin. Gusto ko nga pakainin eh.
Oh. Baka yung in-offer mong pagkain, hindi niya gusto.
Oo nga. Baka gusto niya kainin.
Dapat tinanong mo kasi muna siya.
Atay, ganyan.
Puso. Puso. Ikaw, may freaky-deaky story ka ba? Ako, hindi nga ako kasing freaky-deaky as you guys. Sabi ko kayo na parang feeling ko hindi ako as connected to the spiritual world as I feel like I should be. But I think parang yung pinaka-freaky-deaky na sa akin is parang nag-sleep paralysis ako ng slight. So, I was sleeping. Random day. Walang anything na galamin that day. Natutulog lang ako sa bahay, sa Cavite, our old house in Cavite. And then, all of a sudden, parang, alam yung parang nananaginip ka, pero hindi. Parang nasa panaginip ka pa, pero gising ka. And then, I tried to move. Hindi ako makagalaw. And then, all of a sudden, may na-feel ako in real life na may humawak sa shoulder ko. Tapos doon ako nagising.
Bakit tapos may pagkagising, hawak?
Yun nga eh. Bakit may hawak? Pwede bang bulong na lang? Bulong talaga? Pero sa totoo, anong mas freaky? Bulong o hawak? Parang yung hawak yung mas less sa truth.
Huh? Oh, ako ayoko mahawak.
Hindi ko kaya yung
kasi para
hawak.
Sa akin.
Hinawakan ka nga parang, eh.
Parang yung hawak kasi parang I'll never pwede kong sabihin it. Na. Pero yung bulong kasi parang words eh. Mm-hmm. Tao talaga yun eh, versus yung touch na parang pwede ko pang i-ignore. Parang, yung muscle, nag-muscle spasm lang ako. Pwede kong lokohin yung sarili ko na, yun lang siya. Pero pag may nagsalita na sa tenga ko, tapos sinabi sa akin na, "Yuhuu!" Ganun. Parang, alam mo may yun, kung something something. So yun. So yun na yan, nagising ako sa afternoon, wala na naman. Nagtago lang ako sa under the sheet. Parang si Monica lang, hindi na ako tumakbo palabas like you. I just stayed under the sheet hanggang makatulog ako ulit. And then after nun, wala na namang anything.
Hindi na naulit.
Hindi na naman naulit. So, I feel like I am kind of lucky in that week. Na hindi ko na-experience yung mga ganyan. It's all just in my head. Ayan.
Okay.
But all, of course, lahat ng mga nasa utak natin ngayon at lahat ng mga nasa internet na creepy stories from our favorite How You Loves ay ilalabas natin.
Ayan na.
Tonight. Simulan na natin, guys. Are you ready for more freaky-deaky stories?
Aha.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, sa ating episode ngayon, parang we kind of divided the stories into parang four themes. So, let's start first with the first one. We will be talking about creepy Korean places. This is one of the more popular stories coming from the Hallyu world, and it involves a very popular group. At baka marami rin nakikinig sa amin ngayon ng mga K-pop fans ang alam ng story na to. And it's because it's about EXO's music video, Growl. So EXO shot their music video of Growl in one of South Korea's most haunted schools. So nasa top 10 tong school na to. So if you're gonna go to Korea, and if you're into the freaky deaky, ang tawag sa school na to ay Shindongshin High School. Alright, so, kaya nila pinili yung lugar na to is because it's an industrial high school, from what I read, and parang naging industrial yung aesthetic ng school niya. So, mukha siyang warehouse.
Okay.
So, may ganun. So, parang bagay siya kung saan yung concept nila for the music video of the Growl.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Ayan. So, and other than that, having that aesthetic, medyo malakas kasi yung school violence sa school na to. So, maraming mga estudyante ang nag-unalive, in-unalive yung mga sarili nila. dahil mm-hmm. because of, you know, all the school the shitty school violence mm-hmm. that happened wow. inside the school. So, pero tinuloy pa rin na yung bagsushoot doon despite the fact na ito yung alam nila about, you know, the reputation of the school. So, they even shot it in one of the warehouses that was locked up because in the past, 3 students unalive themselves inside.
Wow.
So, medyo sad. Sad yung route. But I mean, I guess, like, alam niya naman ng mga, like, spirits roaming around in, you know, the physical plane are still here because of all the pain and suffering that they want. So, wiki lang naman to. Okay? So, lahat sila nagkaroon ng experience. So, si Sehun, parang, I guess, natutulog siya. And then, he woke up because he heard his mom call his name. And then, si Luha naman, so they were at the warehouse, he saw someone at their warehouse when, in fact, lahat sila nasa labas. So, parang tinanong pa nga doon yun na parang, may tao ba dun sa warehouse? Tapos, I guess may staff na sumagot sa kanya na, ay, wala nang tao, lahat tayo nasa labas na. So, may nakita siya. And then, si Chanyeol din, he saw Baekhyun running out from the warehouse.
Uh-huh.
Pero, si Baekhyun pala was with Kyungsoo the entire time. So, may mga ganun silang freaky moments. But the most popular freaky moment from this music video is the actual video itself. Hindi lang yung shoot itself. Because, yung mga, syempre, yung mga fans na nakapanood, meron silang napansin dun at the left corner. Sa may corner ng music video. Parang may bintana kasi dun na iniilawan from. And then there was a figure behind. Ang sinasabi naman ng XO daw is, oh no, it's just, you know, staff namin siya, lightsman siya. I mean, nahuli siya ng camera. Parang ganun. Pero, marami pa na hindi naniniwala. Kasi, bakit daw nagbabago yung form? So, parang, makikita mo, if you guys haven't seen it, go watch it. Or if you don't want to watch it, like, just look for clips. I guess, mga pictures, mga stills ng music video. Kasi obvious talaga na tao siya, lalaki siya na nakatayo. Pero may ibang stills na parang nagiging deformed yung anyo niya. Alam mo yun? So parang nagiging blob na lang siya. So, kaya some are still saying na it's probably not a staff. Yun.
Man, that hits hard. Coming from someone who has also experienced creepy shit happening in a set.
Yeah.
Ibang episode na to siguro, pero my God, nothing freaks me out more than a location. Siyempre, hindi mo siya gama eh.
Correct.
It's your only time there, and then like, ilang araw lang kayo doon, ilang oras lang kayo doon, hindi mo matatell, mapapredict talaga that, you know, something will pop up or whatever, may presence pala doon.
And you will only see it creepy. When it's done. Pag na-review
na,
ibasa ka mo lang makikita. Di ba parang?
Correct.
It's always there, parang either sa film or through photos, di ba? Naka-capture daw talaga sila. Ayoko na.
Okay. Ayoko na.
Naka-background po kami.
Okay lang. We're in a space of light. Pero yung background natin yun. So, ano na guys?
Creepy stuff. This kind of reminds me of the story that I'm gonna tell, actually. It's kind of related because it's also a creepy warehouse. Well, it started light. So this is, I'm gonna be talking about The Tag. That is an episode from Going 17. Ang concept ng The Tag, basically, they're playing tag, pero there are quote-unquote murderers who kind of chase them. Sila yung naghahabol nga sa kanila. Na haunted house kasi ang setting is in a creepy warehouse nga, like what I said. Ngayon, madami ang 17, di ba? Hindi sila sabay-sabay pumapasok. They take turns. And basically, so by batch pala, parang one time when Wonu came out, bigla lang he said, oh, there's a woman in one of the rooms. And they were all like, huh, what woman? By that time, so nakalabas na siya ng haunted warehouse, right? By that time, there were some members who already got out. Mm. So they were like, huh, what woman are you talking about? And then one who started describing na, yeah, there's a woman. Like, she was there in one of the dark rooms. Like, she was in the core, the deep end, parang ganon. But everyone's like, no, that's nothing. But alam mo yung, you can see in his face na, there's something. Or basta, yeah. Parang there's a reading in his face na parang, ba't niyo ako hindi pinapaniwalaan? Parang may ganon. Mm. So, okay, show carries on. And then Hoshi comes out. Now, reminder, dahil by batch nga sila, hindi sila nag-uusap, well, supposedly. We don't know, this is television, but still, supposedly, hindi sila nag-uusap in between takes, right? Kasi nga, nasa other end na si Wonu, nakalabas na siya, tas kakapasok lang ni Hoshi, and then, the moment he came out of the warehouse, he also said, oh, I saw a woman. So everyone's like, what? What woman? And ang random, kasi parang it was just Wonu, and then suddenly, here comes Hoshi who said na he also saw a woman. And then they were all like, no, 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 you didn't see anything, blah, 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 blah. They were all debunking him and Wonu. And then, but Hoshi goes, but she looked at me. So by then, everyone's like so freaked out and all that. The episode ended with, oh, Minghao also said that he also noticed a woman in that same room nga, that they were describing, but not as vivid as the description of Wonu and Hoshi. And basically, the episode ended, yung sa end credits part, na they went back to that room that they were talking about. So, as in, makikita mo talaga doon si Hoshi, nagtuturo, whatever. Even yung sa mga playbacks, they kept on repeating. In the episode, they kept on doing playbacks of that time nga, that Wonu and Hoshi entered the room that they were talking about. Wala. Obviously, walang nakita na anything. Ngayon, so there's like a debate going on really online na, or carrots, kung totoo ba to or hindi. Is this a prank? Is it a prank by the Going 17 team? Or is this like acting-actingan of 17 members? Because as we know, they kind of like to, you
mahilig
know,
sila
do things like this. Mm. Oh, mahilig sila mag-skit, mahilig sila magpatawa and all that. Mm. So we don't know. But ako, I firmly believe na something wasn't right. Like, in that two episodes of the tag, I've always found that location so creepy. Like, there was something going on. Like, even through the screen, alam mo yung unsettling feeling. Mm. Like, thank God I'm watching 17 and they're funny. They were hilarious there. So, kahit paano, I got through the entire episode. Mm. But hindi ko talaga madi-discount yung feeling na, I don't like this place. Like, uh-uh. Like, and I can say from experience, like, I can tell talaga when a location is an or an okay place. Alam mo yun?
And plus, it's Wonu. Like, kunwari kasi Hoshi tsaka si Minghao. Kasi si Minghao, hindi naman yun natatakot eh. Parang lagi na siyang dead ma. Si Hoshi din, hindi siya matatakotin eh. Pero si Wonu, like, to bring up something like that for the sake of a prank, parang hindi yun characteristic ni Wonu. Magsabi lang ng something just for what, screen time? Hello? Hindi niya kailangan yun.
Naisip ko rin yun. I mean, granted, remember we talked about how Wonu may actually be one of the better actors among them. But I feel like that's not his
kapati.
Forte. What he did. Like, yeah, for that and episode.
Yung face niya nung sinasabi niya sa mga tao na hindi, meron. Tapos inaano niya yung staff. Like, is this a prank? Tapos parang nagtitinginan na lang sila. Eh, hindi yun acting. Hindi talaga.
Correct. So, yun. So, tip na lang, guys. Pag nagsashooting kayo on location na medyo may dubious darkness, huwag na kayo titingin. Huwag nyo na silipin. Huwag na kayo ma-curious. Just go look straight.
Correct.
That's been my thing for years.
Correct.
Para lang, although, alam mo
diba, yun. Although, parang, ang sabi nila in terms of like K-pop, I guess naging superstition nila dahil sa mga madaming mga ghost stories. Like whenever there's like a sighting or something like this that happens, their comeback becomes like super successful. I mean, come on, Growl. Sobrang isa yun sa mga napaka-iconic songs ng EXO. And then this one, the tag, is actually the left and right comeback. Diba sinayo pa nga yun ni Hoshi kasi kailangan niya magbayad nun kasi hindi pa dapat nare-reveal yun nung time na yun. So, and naging successful naman talaga yung both of those comebacks. Well, correct. Yung sa akin din actually na story, ano rin natin sa isang idol. Although, hindi niya lang na-reveal kung anong album to, so I can't say if it became successful as well. Okay, so my story naman is about Johanny. Kwento niya to sa Bam Bam Social Club. So, this was their Halloween episode. Tapos nun, kasi parang ang nangyari dun sa episode na yun, they were playing games, And then, yung penalty nila, kung ikaw yung matalo sa games, you have to record a song dun sa isang creepy place nung studio. Like, third floor, tas madilim and whatever. Tas nagpa-freak out talaga si Johnny. Ayaw talaga niyang gawin. So, parang sinasabi sa kanya na parang, ba't mo ba ayaw gawin? Duwag ka ba? Laki-laki mong tao. Duwag ka, ganyan-ganyan. Tas,
malaki
and then
nga
he said
tao,
his, diba? Parang kayang-kaya niyang anuhin lahat ng mumu. Mumu matatakot sa kanya. Diba? Pero yun, so nagkwento siya, kaya niya ayaw. Because actually, there was a time, sabi niya, so he was in the middle of recording one of his songs, and then nag-playback siya, pinakinggan niya. Sabi niya, usually kasi when he raps, so naka-record na yung rap, and then naglalagay siya ng ad-lib on top of it. Maglalagay siya mga yo, mga ganyan, para mas may impact yung rap niya. So nung minomonitor niya yung recording niya, all of a sudden, may narinig daw siyang, may gumanon daw dun sa rap niya. And then he was like, I've never heard this voice before, and bakit siya nakapatong dun sa rap na ginagawa niya. So sabi niya, okay, so kailangan niyang mag-re-listen para to confirm kung totoo ba yung narinig niya na voice na all of a sudden nandun. And then, when he wanted to re-listen to the track, all of a sudden, all the lights in the studio went out, and then the speaker exploded.
What?
And then after that, he was like, hindi pa siya naniniwala. So, para, okay, whatever. And then he tried to, like, get the track again. It totally disappeared. Oh, nawala na yung buong recording niya. Sabi niya.
So did he see anyone?
Wala siyang sinabing nakita. Narinig lang niya dun sa, ano, sa playback ng track.
And then this is like a different location where they usually do the recordings.
Ah, hindi niya kunento kung saan yung location na to.
Pero I'm assuming na parang it's a one-off thing. Parang hindi ito yung regular place nila.
Siguro, hindi ko sure. Tanungin nga natin, Mon, pakitawagin nga
si
sa military.
Oo nga. Kasi sa military ka ba siya?
Oo, naka-enlist eh.
Busy siya eh. Tanungin natin, aga pa siya bukas eh.
Correct.
Sasayo pa ng hype boy.
Papalaki pa siya ng katawan.
Correct.
Wala guys, paano kung meron tayong ma-record na sound?
Alam mo, ayoko nga i-bring up kasi kanina medyo may weird na ako narinig eh. Dalawang beses. Hindi ko alam kung baka galing kay Mon. Oo, nagbe-break. Uy, nagbe-break siya eh. Parang medyo nagbe-break ng konti.
Wala yan. Internet lang natin yan.
Oo, internet lang yan. Gumaganon. We'll go to our last location kwento. So, this is a little bit off from our usual K-pop.
Okay, so this is K-drama related. Mm-hmm. Parang hindi talaga siya first-hand experience of an actor, but the incident was mentioned in the K-drama Move to Heaven. Mm-hmm. And that incident is the Sampung department store disaster. So, have you guys heard of it?
No.
Have you encountered
never.
This?
What's so, it about?
Basically, it's this department store, super duper duper high-end department store that opened in the late 80s. But yun nga, it crumbled down. It just flattened suddenly one day.
Oh my God.
In 1995. This was June 29, 1995. So in Move to Heaven, one of the characters, Death, was related to this incident. So, and I kind of remember that when I watched Move to Heaven, I was like, oh, what happened here? I wanted to like find out, but then I guess I kind of forgot about it. But then in my research for this episode, parang it kind of appeared again. So I decided to like look into it. And sure enough, I found like some really, really creepy stories relating to it. So anyway, back to the department store. So, it's this luxurious department store in the 90s, and it crumbled down because the basic tale of greed and corruption and alam mo yon, they basically yeah, exactly. They basically like cut corners so that, you know, they can build a mall that was meant to be four levels lang, pero alam mo yon, randomly dagdag tayo ng isa pa, and then ang daming mga construction shortcuts na nangyari. Ay. And basically, they all did that so that they didn't spend more and they were earning in return. Mm. Like, it was revealed na days, even months before the incident, ang dami ng mga hints na, oy, this building is gonna fall down. But they couldn't, like say, okay, everyone out, stop operating, because every day they would earn like thousands of dollars.
Gahaman.
So it's like for them, like the moment they shut it down, of course, there's no money that's gonna come in. And it was like it's not something that they wanna, you know, they wanna accept. Mm. So that's why they kept open until finally it all crumbled down one day.
Mm.
So this department store, it claimed 502 lives.
Wow. Oh my god,
that's a lot of people. Fuck. They said that there were about 1,000 people inside the mall when it fell. So 502 died and about 40 were unaccounted for. They never found their bodies. Mm. Tapos multi-level siya, so there are 5 floors above ground. Tapos may mga basement levels pa. And then the survivors, they were all saying na it was just 20 seconds. They heard a grumble, and then 20 seconds later, everything fell. So no one will be able to run out of a building. Not to mention, because nga, I said about they cut corners, there weren't a lot of fire exits. The escalators were little. I mean, there wasn't a lot of pathways for them to like run out. So, may problem na nga with the construction. May crowd crush ka pang nangyari when they were running out. Plus, at the end of the day, 20 seconds to get out of there alive.
That's nothing.
Impossible. Mm. It's nothing. Like, it was a
hindi
sure
pa yun
death
isang
talaga.
Instagram reel.
Exactly. Tinalo pa niya ang IG.
Correct.
But anyway, medyo mahabang explanation what happened. Mm. It was very interesting and also very, very dark and very, very sad what happened.
Mm.
Pero yung super creepy thing about it, parang there were some stories that kind of had involved, I guess, premonitions that things might happen inside the mall. May three or two. Yung isang kwento, parang, so, Sampun department store, that's in the middle of Gangnam. That's why Gangnam yung background ko ngayon.
Ah.
And it's actually in the middle. It's in the center, tapos it's surrounded by residential apartments. And in one of the apartments, parang kwento ng isang girl na meron siyang neighbor, an elderly woman, na medyo spiritual, hindi naman shaman, pero kumbaga very in tune with spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
And tas kunukwento niya na before, she would tell her things na parang don't do this or whatever, and then it would come true. So, kumbaga, medyo may onting ano siya. Close siya dito sa neighbor niyang to. Tapos may onting bilib siya sa mga pinagsasabi niya, basically. And then, on the day that the mall fell, the neighbor goes to her, really knocks at her door. And then, she tells her, are you gonna go to the mall today?
Hmm.
And nagkataon na meron siyang kikitain a friend in the mall that afternoon. Sabi niya, yeah, I'm going. Tapos sabi ng old lady, not today. Not today. Today is not a good
today.
Day. Not today. Not today. Sabi niya, huwag kang pumunta. Okay? Huwag kang pupunta. So, itong si girl naman, okay, sure. So, she decided to move her, ano na lang, her meeting with her friend. They met elsewhere. And then, true enough, the mall crashed niya.
Oh my God.
And then, syempre, shock. Like, what the hell? What happened? And, you know, the entire nation was like, super, whatever.
Para siyang final
days
destination.
Correct. Yung nga yung naisip ko kanina.
Kaya nga eh. Days later, so she goes to her neighbor, her elderly neighbor. She asked, how did you know this? Like, what made you tell me that I shouldn't go to the mall that day? So basically, ang kwento ni Lola, ni Halmoni, she was out on her balcony, and then from her balcony kasi, she can see the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Sa roof daw, there was like this dark cloud over it. Or, hindi siya cloud eh. Parang it just looked darker than usual.
Mm.
And it's not like some rain, stormy cloud or whatever.
It's just a shadow.
Ano may haze, may dark haze about it. And then through it, she could kind of see that there were a bunch of figures walking on the roof.
What?
As if dancing. And to her, it felt like Grim Reapers. Parang ganon. So, basta it was like an ominous sight that she wasn't really comfortable with. So, she was like, something's not right. That's why she told nga her neighbor not to go.
Yeah.
So, shit. Creepy, right?
Oh my God.
Relating to those dark figures, yung second kwento naman na nakita ko. Basically, there's a mom and his son. They were shopping. They were there on that same day in the mall. They were shopping. And then the little boy, I don't know how old he is, but I guess old enough to like talk properly. I mean, you know, see things. Hindi siya toddler or anything. So, nagsha-shopping si mommy. Tapos biglang suddenly, itong si kid, this little boy, starts crying hysterically na parang, I wanna go home, I wanna go home. Ganun, ganun. Si mommy, like she, you know, she kinda tried to comfort him, of course, na parang, no, you want to eat first or whatever, or give me a few more minutes, I'll be done, blah, blah, blah. But he was so insistent talaga that he wanted to go home. So, okay.
And this is also in the mall.
Inside the mall, they were inside the mall. So, okay, uwi sila. When they were in the house, syempre the mom goes, why were you crying so much? Like, what happened? And then sabi ni little boy, because he saw bloody ajushis walking around. Dark figures. In fact, he also saw them, a bunch of them, like, on the shoulders of people inside the mall. As in, piggyback.
Oh my God!
Tapos sabi pa ni little boy, in fact, there was one on you.
Oh my God!
When we were in the mall. And that freaked... Syempre, that freaked... Well, that freaked me out. Because basically, I mean, it's... I guess it's relating also to the Grim Reaper or whatever. So, grabe, diba? I mean, these are... I feel like these are common stories that happen somehow... pag may mga ganitong klaseng incidents, mga disasters, di ba?
Parang kung, parang may mga spirits who will take them with you. Parang it's always that kind of narrative. Sa aking want to shaman journey, parang yung nakita ko parate, parang there are always spirits who will always try to take you with them if they have an opportunity. Parang ganun.
Or, basta, kumbaga, are they already around? Because they know something's gonna happen?
Oh, that's why they're there. Baka nga sila pa yung rason kung bakit gumiba eh. Kasi they were dancing in the roof, diba? So,
they were anticipating.
Anticipating.
They were anticipating that death is gonna come.
Kung si Lidong Wok yung sasusundo sa inyo, sasama kayo?
Hindi. Gusto ko si Sokmin eh. Ayoko kay Lidong Wok na masyado siyang maraming ginawa sa mukha niya.
Sorry naman daw.
First crush kita doon. Damn.
Creepy.
Some freaky shit. Oh my God. Siguro so, ano, baka we can share some like links to like stories of these places in our IG.
And pray for so watch the out souls for of those who were unfortunately victimized. Like, how sad.
Reading through it. Yun nga, as in, nag-flashback yung film center and...
Correct.
And then, sa Baguio.
Sa Baguio, exactly.
Earthquake, alam mo yun. Like, the devastation was intense.
Yeah.
Correct, and just stress. Really, stressful.
Really, really, really dark.
All for what? To vote these people back in power. Congrats, guys!
Correct.
Exactly.
Oh my for God. And money. Then, can I just, sorry, gusto ko lang din ihirit. So, parang, ang nangyari sa sampung department store. So, nakasuhan yung owner tsaka yung son kasi they were like the owner, CEO, president of the company, right? So, nakasuhan sila. They got their jail time and the elderly, the dad is now dead because... Like, when he got out of jail, he was super old now. But the son is still alive. Pero he's like, what do you call that? Basta he's not in Korea anymore. He's like excommunicated. Kasi sobrang, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, sobrang pinapoint out ng mga tao na the reason why they got jailed, kumbaga, the justice system worked this time around is because this is a luxurious mall. The victims inside the malls were actually the wives of officials, of politicians, of owners of these companies, yung mga Samsung, Hyundai, ganun, ganun. So action was done immediately and to their liking because it's the powerful people who were involved.
Exactly.
But had it been like a normal mall, like, alam mo yun, like from a not so wealthy neighborhood, they probably would have gotten away.
Yeah.
Because these fuckers, the owners, are rich as fuck too. Mm-mm. Alam mo yun? And they could probably like bribe their way out of justice. Anyway, that's another, sorry, but that's a different political horror story.
Uh-huh. That's a true-to-life horror story of being powerless.
It is. Sobrang sad talaga.
Oh my God. And on to like another kwento about powerlessness. This time... during sleep, we now move on to stories about sleep paralysis.
Ayan na.
Which is actually very prevalent in the K-pop world, apparently. I think it's just because they're very overworked. Alam mo yun?
Actually, they need sleep.
Oh,
they need sleep.
It's a, ano talaga? Sa lesson.
Kaya pag natutulog yung katawan nila, parang sabi ng katawan nila, todohin na natin to! Okay. Hindi kita papagalawin! Okay. Shall we start with Pia?
Ito, apparently, bagong, fresh off the press. Kakakwento lang na tiri Yeonjun dun sa, ano, sa Bam Bam's house. I love this TXT comeback. Kailangan ko ising it. That's why.
I love it too.
I love it so much. Kaya ang dami nilang rounds in the variety. Okay, so ito yung kwento naman ni Yeonjun kay Bam Bam. Sabi niya, alam naman natin kung sino ang legendary big hit trainee number one. Mm-hmm. Walang iba kundi ang ating Choi Yeonjun. So when he was a trainee, sabi niya, he used to practice early in the morning and usually mag-isa pa lang siya. So nandun na siya maaga pa lang. So one time he was there alone as usual and maaga pa dun sa practice room kasi he still had an hour before the practice would actually start. So, parang sabi niya, okay, may time pa. So, natulog muna siya sa floor bago mag-start yung, ano, yung practice with the trainer. Tapos noon, all of a sudden, he woke up, tapos hindi na nga siya makagalaw. Again, sleep paralysis. And I guess this was a time, student pa siya dyan eh. So, he was like balancing school and being a trainee. So, nung nagising siya and he couldn't move, nakita niya sa mirror. And remember, this is the old, hindi pa Hybe, big hit pa to. Kung naalala ninyo, yung training room dati ng BTS, yung nasa basement, tapos yung mirrors na nagfa-fog up, tapos kailangan nilang i-wipe ng mga newspaper para lang mag-clear up. As in, so ganun yung itsura ng mga mirrors nila dati. It's not the Hybe practice room that we know of. So, nung nagising siya, pagkita niya sa mirror, meron daw black figure that kept on walking back and forth, back and forth. And the thing is, he couldn't react kasi nga, napaparalyzed siya sa sleep niya and he was just on the floor. Mm-mm. At dun lang nag-end yung kwento niya. So, hindi ko na alam kung parang pagkagising ba niya, sumayaw lang siya as usual. ano nangyari after Yeonjun?
Or naisip niya, magpapakuloy akong buhok.
Oh, yeah. Pink naman this time. Parang blue hour era, ganyan.
Feeling ko sumayaw lang siya ulit. Kasi kailangan niyang panindigan yung pagiging top training niya eh.
Oo. No ghost is gonna hold me down. Ganyan.
Correct. No. Correct. Except kung parang ghost. Yung ano, yung...
my love.
Demi Moore.
Demi Moore. Pero battery I think... pala to. Baka dahil din sa multong yun, kaya rin naging successful si Choi Yeonjun.
Correct.
As you mentioned before, kung madikit sa'yo or meron kang instance of like seeing ghosts, it means it's success. Actually like a positive thing for you.
So, correct. Kaya siya laging number one, diba?
Kaya lagi siya number one. So actually, hindi siya yung sumasayaw. Yung multo yung sumasayaw para sa kanya. Pinupose siya yung multong yun and yung multo yung nakikita ating sumasayaw actually.
Thank you so much, stage. Big Hit Mumu.
Okay, ako naman. Meron din ako entry for that. So, as I was like researching on these stories, ang dami ng mga sleep paralysis. And then may nag-stand out na isa by this group called B1A4. I'm not familiar with them, honestly. Nung nakita ko yung video ng Knowing Brothers, ko talaga sa kasama ko. Kilala mo ba itong mga to? Hindi ko talaga sila kilala.
As in, sino ba yung kasama mo?
Para i-research.
Tao ba talaga yung kasama mo o ghost?
Tao naman, si
Tilly. May kausap pa ba talaga? O sarili mo na naman?
In fairness, yung kasama ko si Tilly. Pero, tahimik si Tilly eh.
Nako!
Oo, so, tao siya pero with ghost-like qualities. Okay. So, ito naman, it was told during their guesting at Knowing Brothers. Okay, so this was told by one of the members. His name is Jin Young. So him and of course the rest of the members, they were at a music show. And I guess sobrang pagod, siya and another member, si Sandol, were so tired so they slept in the holding room, in the green room. So yung explanation pa nga niya sa Knowing Brothers, if you're also seeing us on video, parang head-to-head daw sila. Gumaganto siya. Binabangga niya yung kamao niya nung minimension niya yun. So sabi nga niya, we were so tired that we fell asleep in the waiting room. Sandol and I slept with our heads near each other. And then all of a sudden, my body couldn't move. He managed to wake up. And then he noticed na si Sandol was having a hard time getting up as well. So parang parehas silang nag-ano sila, Nag-buy one, take one, six paralysis sila.
Or sabi nga ni June, 1+1.
Oo, 1+1, sabi pa ni June.
Anong name ulit ng group na to?
B1,
B2. B1,
T1. B1, B2.
So, buy one.
Take one.
Buy one, ask for.
Ask for.
Oo. Or buy one, arrive for. Oh, yun. So, yun. So, nagising silang dalawa. Parang, oh my God, nag-sleep paralysis tayo. Parang, so, I guess dahil sobrang popular thing talaga to sleep paralysis sa mga K-pop, hindi sila masyado na-freak out. Natulog ulit sila. Pero ang sabi lang nila sa isa't isa, oh, pero ang sabi nila sa isa't isa, parang, kung mahirapan ako magising, gisingin mo ako ah. So, parang, alam mo yun, magtulungan tayo sa sleep paralysis natin.
Kasi nga, so, buy one, take one.
Kasi nga, buy one, take one. So, nangyari to actually, yung alternating, during this time, nag-alternating sleep paralysis sila for a total of 5 times.
Oh my God!
What?
Oo, yung sabi nila. Okay, itong sabi niya. Sandul saw that I was suffering, so he woke me up. And just like that, Sandul and I suffered sleep paralysis 5 times. And then, ito yung for me, yung freakiest part. So parang, I guess sobrang pagod nila. Wala silang choice kundi matulog. Parang, alam mo yun, andito naman tayo, may kasama naman tayo. Magkasama naman tayo doon sa green room so we can like wake each other up kung nahirapan tayong gumising. And then, finally, nung last instance of that sleep paralysis, nagising na siya. And then when he looked, kinikilabutan ako, sandali, wait lang. And then when he looked to the side, merong ghost doon. May tao in front of him. And then this figure was holding a mirror to him. To see. So nakikita niya yung sarili niya. Na nagising. And then may hawak nung salamin. So ang sabi niya, I opened my eyes a little and saw that a ghost was holding up a big mirror and reflecting me in it. Parang, it wanted to show me how much I was suffering. So, sa green room. Kung anong music show yon, hindi natin alam. So, dapat mag-sage na sila.
How much he's suffering as in like, in life, ganon? As an idol?
Oh, as a
like,
true, oh, as an idol.
Na parang, ano ba tong buhay na pinasok mo? Hindi ka man lang makatulog ng maayos, ganon?
Correct, oo, oh, parang ganon. Baka sa lahat, baka yun yung drama niya.
Correct. It's kind of dark, but not in a ghostly sense, ah. Like,
correct.
In a self-awareness, self-being kind of sense.
Totoo.
Correct.
Ito yung realidad mo. Parang ganun.
Oo.
Kumbaga, parang doubly, ano pa siya, doubly scary. Kasi kumbaga, scary na nga siya on, like, a spiritual realm. Because there's a freaking ghost in front of you holding up a damn mirror.
Correct.
Alam mo, buti na lang nasa music show siya kasi ibig sabihin naka-makeup siya nun.
His best face on.
His best face on. Paano ko, kunya ko, ako yung nakakagising ko lang in the morning. Tapos may katabi akong mumu dyan. Tapos may dalang mirror na nakatapat sa mukha ko habang kakagising ko lang. Parang, alam mo, literal, parang 2 days, 1 night every morning. Yung parang, bakit magang-maga? So, pero yes, very freaky. I mean, like, if I were in his place and I saw that. Like, I hindi ko na alam. Baka mag-sleep paralysis na lang ako ulit. But it ended in a funny way.
Interesting.
Oh. Ang sabi nito, si Sandul, during their stint, to end that little kwento, he said, he was so shocked at the time when he found out. Kasi si Jin Young kasing nakakita, so he just found out about it. So sobrang freak out niya, and to appease the ghost, and to be as respectful as possible, he now calls the ghost Sir Ghost.
Ghost she, ganon.
Oh, ghost she. Medyo ano eh, sabi nila, respetuhin na lang natin siya. May gusto siya sabihin. Respetuhin na lang natin yun.
Pinapakita niya sa atin ang ating realidad, ganon.
Correct, totoo yan. Okay.
Yeah, he was helpful in a way.
There's nothing scarier than the truth.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There's nothing scarier than the truth. My goodness. Ayan.
Shit.
Okay. So from the practice room and the music room, of course, saan ba ang pinaka-freakiest? But, and where you feel the most in danger pa, kumbaga. But none other than in your home.
actually, the thing about the home is because that's where you're supposed to feel safe.
Exactly.
Kaya parang kung dun ka nakasense ng danger, parang nagiging times 100 siya bigla.
Diba?
Diba? This is supposed to be your haven. And then all of a sudden, shit.
Diba? San ka patatakbo? Itong mga to, itong mga idols natin, like, of course, they have their own homes. But of course, what's their home in Seoul when they're training or when they've already debuted? Pero kung di sa dorm. Kaya maraming freaky-deaky stuff ang nangyayari sa mga dorm. Kaya move on na tayo sa ating next segment, next section of this episode, which is called Kwentuhang Dorm.
Kwentuhang Dorm!
Oh, Kwentuhang Dorm.
That sounds like a coming-of-age comedy.
So, ito yung isa sa parang pinaka sikat sa Carrotland na mga story. So, sa mga nakikinig sa atin na hindi mga carrots, kailangan nyo na ding malaman kung bakit ba may inside joke about Jonghan and his lesbian roommates. So, kunento niya to dun sa vlog ni Rain, which is called Season B Season. It was like for Halloween, so nagkwento ang nakakatakot sila. So, ito yung kwento ni Jonghan. Sabi niya, nandun daw siya sa dorm and he felt weird. Like, whenever he was there, he felt like he doesn't want to close his eyes, ganyan. Parang meron lang siyang, basta may feeling siya that there's something off about this house. And if I'm not mistaken, this is his current dorm that he shares with Song Kwan. Nung kinenta niya sa last V-Live niya, yung parang yung heating, sira-sira, kaya minsan tumutunog na lang, tapos nawawala, yung mga ganon. That very, kung bakit ba nandun pa rin sila nakatira. But anyway, I think it's doing them good. So anyway, one day daw, his friend came over and they were watching a movie. And then, he was drinking whiskey while they were watching. Tapos binaba niya yung glass niya dun sa table. And then, pagkababa niya ng glass sa table, he walked away and then his friend asked him, like, why? Do you want wine? And then, parang sabi ni Jonghan, parang, anong ibig mong sabihin? Eh, whiskey nga yung iniinom ko, ba't mo ako tatanungin about wine? And then, sabi ng friend niya, I don't know, because I heard you calling me. Tapos parang si Jonghan sabi, okay, can you just stop? Because this is just freaking me out. So they just continued about their business, ganyan-ganyan. And at the same time, I guess like after a few days, ganyan. This was the same time that Jonghan was also practicing like his calligraphy. So he was always writing stuff in his notebook, blah, blah, blah. And then one day, pagkita niya na lang dun sa notebook niya, it's on top of a table. Pagtanggal niya ng notebook niya sa table, yung table niya punong-puno na lang daw ng doodles na hindi siya yung nagsulat because it's on the fucking table instead of his notebook. So he was like, what's happening? So what he did, because he was so unsettled about his house, he consulted an expert who apparently like knows about these paranormal stuff. And then, this paranormal expert told him that he actually, parang after he consulted with Jonghan, he had a dream about Jonghan's house, which he has never seen. Parang nag-consult lang sila without this expert going to his house. He had a dream about his house where he saw Jonghan's bed and he described it exactly like how his bed looks like without him being there. And in that dream, he saw that there were two girls sitting on his bed drinking a glass of wine.
Ooh!
So doon na connect yung bakit tinanong siya ng friend niya na bakit gusto mo ba ng wine? Eh, whiskey nga yung iniinom niya. And this is the reason why, di ba nga si Jonghan, parang sa isang live niya, kunento niya that in his phone, lagi siyang may dalang, anong tawag doon? Syempre sa Tagalog, yung Stampita? Naalala ko. Anting-anting. Those red things, yung parang, yung ano ba yung pinanood natin kay drama na, ano, The Glory ba yun?
The Glory? Yeah. Yeah. What do you call that?
That parang thing that the shamans give, this
the,
red
this
that
paper,
has like,
yeah.
Uh-oh. So he has that on his phone all the time to protect him because apparently, lapitin siya ng mga ganito.
Ooh.
So that is the story of Jonghan and his lesbian roommates. Oh. Na hindi si Song Kwan.
May naisip lang ako.
When he said na lapitin siya. So ibig sabihin marami pa siyang ibang instances of Like, mayroon siyang ibang ghostly encounters.
Oo, na siguro like hindi niya kinukwento. Kasi nakadikit lang sa phone niya forever.
So, anywhere he goes, parang meron siyang diba? Feel or
gago, nung something. Pumunta siya ng Berlin. Sa Berlin ba siya nag-fashion?
Oo.
Hindi, wala lang. Naisip ko lang. Ayoko kasi, na-freak out ako sa lahat ng bagay na ayoko makakita ng European ghost. Like, okay lang ako sa lahat ng klase ng ghost. They're the freakiest kind. Like, because of the others, parang I've been traumatized for life.
Yung may Shutter?
Ah, hindi. Okay lang sa akin talaga. Asian ghost. Shutter is kaya ko. Okay lang ako sa Asian ghost. Oh my God,
Shutter like ruined my childhood.
Ako, wala. The others talaga.
Uh-oh.
The others, parang di ko kaya. No!
White ghosts, pag white ghosts, kaya ko. Parang mas okay ako. Pag Asian ghosts, mas freaky for me.
Talaga?
I guess kaya Asian ghosts. Ako rin. Mm-hmm. Kasi parang, somehow, like in the films, ah, when I see a Western horror film, it's still, even though if it's scary as hell, scary as fuck, somehow it feels like fiction because it's Western. But when it's not, like,
does it look like you?
Yeah, exactly. But there was a detachment. Time nag-peak yung Japanese horror films, Thai horror films.
Thai.
Suddenly, it felt closer to home. And correct. Somehow, kasi parang yung mga kwento, like, naalala ko, was that the Shutter yung camera, diba? Tama ba? Yun yung kinukunto.
Oh, yung nakapatong yung babae sa kanya.
Yun. Sorry, in my head, Shutter Island yung...
Oo.
So, I'm like... But anyway, yes, Shutter was really scary. Parang, naalala ko, sobrang scary ng film na yun kasi kahit pa paano, very close kasi yung mga kwento ng Thais, Asians in general.
Yeah.
So, parang yung kunukwento ng mga lola nila, yun din yung kwento ng mga lola natin. Alam mo yun? So parang,
yes.
It's extra, I know this.
Oh.
It can happen.
Ako okay suddenly lang sa akin. Feels like
it can happen.
Yeah. Okay lang sa akin yung Asian ghosts. Nakita ko na kayo. Wow! Basta yung mga European ghosts.
I think they call, okay. The paper that they call, parang they're talismans.
Talismans. Yung akin naman, entry to ni Taeyang.
Salamat sa pag-send sa amin ng entry mo, Taeyang. Alam kong busy ka. Lalo na na nominate ka pa sa mama, ganyan.
Correct. Nominate ka na. Okay, so this is about their old dorm. So this is, I'm assuming this is the first dorm or one of the first dorms that they moved into. So nung mga time na to, hindi siya masyadong believer in the paranormal. But during his experience inside the dorm, nagbago talaga siya because of all the freakiness that he experienced. Okay. So, during their stay, yung mga members, may na-experience ng mga weird stuff na nangyayari. But particularly, it seems like whenever they're in the bathroom, there's always someone knocking on their door. These are all the other members. Hindi pa ito nangyayari kay Taeyang. So, when they were talking to him about it, he was really skeptical. Na parang nilagago ko nitong mga to. Pinaprank ako. Ganyan. Hindi siya naniniwala talaga. Because also, I guess it never happened to him. Until one day, it was actually a Saturday morning. It was a dark Saturday morning. And he got up earlier than the other members. So as he was getting ready, all of a sudden, he heard a tick from one of the computer speakers. Alam mo yung mga computer speakers, diba? Yung mga sinauna. Yung mga para ma-on mo siya. May kailangan i-twist. So narin yun, parang it was followed by radio static coming from the speaker. Tapos parang siya, like, he was just, like, going about his business. So, freaked out siya na may radio static. And, at the same time, he heard someone speaking in this parang unknown language, parang gibberish. So, he got so creeped out. And then, he went back to the bedroom. Everyone was still there. As in, so siya lang talagang gising. And then, he decided to, like, go about, you know, his usual ways. And then, pumunta siyang banyo to continue fixing up. Tapos nung nasa banyo siya, sinara niya yung pinto, nilock niya. Nag-ayos siya. Tapos biglang may narinig siyang someone was trying to open the door from the outside. So parang siya, okay, freaky, pero hindi pa siya niniwala. Feeling niya talaga it was the other members. So sabi pa nga niya dun sa show, sumisigaw nga daw siya ng, Hajima! Hajima! Pagano siya from inside the banyo. Pero hindi nagsistop yung pag try mag-open ng door. And then when it finally did, parang sabi niya, tangina, sino mo itong mga to? So binuksan niya yung pinto ng banyo. Everyone was still sleeping. He stepped out, the door was left open, and then all of a sudden, he heard like a loud parang may nag-kick nung door behind him. Someone kicked the door closed. So parang siya, ina. So okay. So yun na yung parang freakiest thing na na-experience niya by himself. And then when he told the other members, they were like, that happens to us all the time. Kasi yung pagbubukas ng pinto, yan yung parati namin na-experience. Parang marating may taong gustong pumasok sa loob ng banyo na yun.
Hindi so, naman yun sa seng.
Pero invisible siya. Who's na sa seng? Correct. And then, sobrang freaky talaga ng dorm na to. Na from the very beginning. As in, may hauntings na nangyayari. Pero hindi nila na-realize later on. Later on na nila na-realize how like the haunting has been there since earlier pa. So, well, nung lumipat sila sa dorm na yun, parang si G-Dragon was like taking videos, ganyan, parang gumawa siya ng like room tour and all that stuff. And then when he did that, parang ginawa niya, tapos kinalimutan na niya. And then later on, they went back and looked at the video again. And then, all of a sudden, it was the same thing. They heard the same thing. Static and someone speaking like this unknown language that they couldn't understand. So parang sila, tangina, ano ba to? Baka like may something wrong with the phone. Kasi ngayon phone, parang lumang cellphone na. So parang, di, baka may mali sa phone. May mali sa recording. So binalikan nila several times, paulit-ulit. It was the same thing. Just that static and that unknown voice that they were hearing.
Baka alien trying to make connections with humans. Exactly. Diba,
alam, parang, actually.
Yan yung ways nila to connect to us.
Alam mo.
Through a speaker, correct. Tapos gibberish,
that
ganyan.
That makes a lot of through sense. Ano? Kasi si T.O.P. through... lilipad papuntang moon.
Oh, ayan. O, kita mo. Para makilala niya. Kasi nag-connect exactly. Sila eh.
Oo.
Diba? So, parang sa'yo, sige na nga, magkita na nga tayo.
Oo. Oh, mag-ibi na nga tayo.
Fan meet nitong alien.
Oo. Fan sa moon.
Diba?
Signals yung kanilang language. I mean, that's the only direct way that they can like make contact.
Correct.
Sound waves.
San kayo mas tahot? Sa alien or sa ghost? Ako ghost.
Ako ghost. Mas, yung in alien, fact, tanggap feeling, ko may alien. Hintay ko lang
pa. Feeling ko, mas magiging fascinated ako pag alien. Kasi finally, alam mo yon.
Oh,
science was right. Parang may ganun siya, di ba?
Oo.
Correct, totoo.
Tapos mag-interviewan kayo, kaya lang paano? Through dance. Charot.
Dun sa isang...
Through circle.
Actually, through circles. Or through
parang
math.
Parang si ano.
So I will fail. Kasi math is the universal language, ano? Di ba?
Hindi ba music?
Hindi.
Sound.
So fail pa din. Whether math, music, or whatever. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. So we have gone through so many stories and we are at our last kwentuhan na. Okay, so
listener, kapit, kaya mo yan.
Oh, kapit. Okay, so mag-iisa-isa kami of the freakiest that we've read when we were like researching through the internet. So let's start with Monica.
So this story, I find this the creepiest because... Palagi ko kasing naaalala yung kwento sa akin ng I am close to one of the gaffers that I always work with before. And then he can see stuff. And every time we go to a location na medyo, oy, something's up, he always tells me to focus and, kumbaga, not to let them in. Parang,
okay.
Kasi the moment you do, they will latch on you or, kumbaga, basically, naghahanap lang sila ng kausap. Parang ganon. Or someone to help them or whatever. Parang ganon. So, if you don't want that... correct! Devin Sawa, hello. Devin Sawa talaga.
Oh my God, Devin Sawa back in the day, ha?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yun nga. Palagi kong naalala yun to... Kumbaga, don't acknowledge them. So that... Just go about whatever it is that you're doing. If you see them, just don't acknowledge them. Parang ganon. Ang payo niya sa akin. And then when I encountered this story, this is from Chu Sung-hun. He said this also in that I think the same return, ay, return, that same,
Knowing Brothers.
Episode in Knowing Brothers. Yeah, I encountered that this. Kunento niya to, si Chu Sung-hoon, so he's a martial artist, judoka, but I think he's mostly known from Return of Superman. So if you guys are a fan of that show, siya yung tatay ni Sarang. Yes. Sarang is quite the popular kid, alum from that show. And ang pinaka recent sighting niya is Physical 100, that Netflix show. So he was there also. Anyway, so si Chu Sung-hoon, he's actually Japanese-Korean, and then this story happened when he was in Japan. So he was in this intersection in Tokyo, waiting for the light to turn green so that he can cross, right? So while waiting, I'm guessing there's not a lot of people, but nakita niya from across the road, the street, na naghihintay din for the light to go on, was a man na naka long sleeves daw. And at that time, he was like, why is he in long sleeves? So I'm assuming this is probably like summer or something. Basta something didn't seem right. Like he didn't fit the place. So when he saw that man in a long sleeve shirt, he was like, why was he wearing that? That's so weird. And then somehow in his head, he kind of thought, ooh, what if he's a ghost or something? Because something's off about that person that he's seeing across the street, right? And then he said to himself, no, get it out of your head. Like, it's probably nothing. Parang, kumbaga, don't acknowledge it. Gumanun siya. So, the lights go green. So, cross na sila. So, as he was crossing the street, nung nagkasalubungan sila, sabi ba naman nung guy in the long sleeves, in Japanese, how did you know? And then he walked straight. I mean, that's, yun. Parang diretso na lang siyang lakad. So basically, sinabi ng ghost sa kanya, kumbaga, in-acknowledge ng ghost or kinonfirm ng ghost.
Alam niya, iniisip niya!
Oo. And yun. Yun lang yung kwento niya. And then, syempre, he freaked out after and like, he had to like, call a friend, blah, 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 blah. And it freaked me out so bad because this is like an encounter that's what I don't wanna happen. That's what I don't want.
Broad daylight.
Correct.
Actually, he didn't say if it was broad daylight or not, but whatever it out is, in the open. It was out in the open. Whether crowded man, whether daylight or nighttime, whatever. The fact, na may acknowledgement that he talked to you, parang.
That's si Gary V ba yun?
Crumbled.
Sino? Baka si Gary V yun.
Bakit Gary V?
Di ba parang kasi may kanta siya, how did you know I needed someone like you in my life? I'm just stopping myself from freaking out. Oh my God.
I know. So there. That is my finale story for tonight.
Okay. So from Sung-hoon, lipat naman tayo kay Kwang-su. Pero, as funny as he is, this story is, it also freaked me out. Promote ko na rin, meron siyang bagong, K-Variety na produce ni PD na, Reap What You Sow. So, ito yung kasama niya si D.O., tsaka si Won Bin, and, I forget the name of the other guy. So, anyway, kwento niya to dito. So, actually, sleep paralysis din yung kwento niya. So, when he first started living alone, sabi niya, naka-experience nga siya ng sleep paralysis. So, yung first kasi niya na parang house or the place that he rented, parang he was on the second floor. And then, parang nung isang gabi na natutulog siya, meron siyang narinig na mga bata na naglalaro sa first floor.
I'm here!
And then, parang nung narinig niya yun, bigla na lang meron isa sa mga bata na nagsabi daw, oh, he woke up. Sabi ganon. And so, nung narinig niya yun, he tried to wake himself up. Pero since nasa sleep paralysis nga, hindi niya magising yung sarili niya. And then the thing is, naramdaman daw niya na yung bata, nasa first floor, diba? But then, it's a kid, but it was tall enough na nakita niya yung ulo nandun na sa second floor. Oy! Nakita na daw niya yung shadow ng bata over him. Pero hindi daw niya makita yung face. Shadow lang. So sleep paralysis nga siya. So parang nung nakita niya dun, parang tinatry pa rin niyang gumising, tas hindi siya magising. Sabi daw nung mga bata, "What are you doing here? Can you please leave the house?" Eh siya, hindi nga siya makareact kasi nga tulog, di siya makakilos. And then, finally, tinanong siya, "Will you only leave once you see your face?"
Oh my God!
So, nung pagkagising niya, tumawag kagad siya sa landlord niya, tapos umalis na siya dun sa bahay na yun kasi di daw niya talaga
kinaya. Oh my God!
Putang ina! Ay, partidang tangkad ni Kwang Soo ah.
Correct! Tinalo siya ng mga bata.
Siya pala yun.
Mga anak pala niya.
Reflection niya pala yun.
Future niya.
Future mamulto.
Tapos yung pinakita yung mga mukha niya, like mukha
showing.
Niya.
Gago! Yun pala yun, comedy pala yung ending. Mga mukha niya. Mga yung gaganon.
Pero it reminds me of, ano, Mothman Prophecies. Sa Mothman Prophecies kasi, di ba, parang meron sila dong, yung Mothman is like, really tall figure, as tall as a tree, and people would always see them sa windows nila, and he would have like glowing red eyes.
Oh my God!
that fucking movie killed me. Isa pa yan.
I don't wanna watch that ever. Okay.
Mothman Prophecies, puta. Para siya ano, freaky deaky na may halong Final Destination. Oh my God. Okay.
Extra creepy pag may conversation, no?
Oo. Tsaka pag bata. Pag bata talaga nakaka-freak out eh.
Oo. Tsaka may hamon eh. Alam mo yun? Yung parang aalis ka lang pag nakita mo na yung mukha namin. Parang, putang ina, ano yung tune ng mga mukha ninyo? Tapos, para bang pag nakita ko yung mukha ninyo, mamamatay ba ako? Ganun ba? Para ba siyang, parang may ganung feel, alam mo yun? Parang like, it's either you live or you die. Parang may ganun siyang dating. Alright, okay. So, and then this is my last story. So, lahat ng mga ni-research ko, for me, ito yung pinaka-freaky kasi parang ito yung super close contact in your face. Alright. So, this is a story from the members of Mamamoo. Kaya ang tawag ko actually sa story na to is Mamamoo.
In fairness. Okay, tawa muna tayo.
Okay. So, kinuwento rin nila ito sa guesting nila sa Knowing Brothers. Hindi ko alam, ah. Shtick ba to sa Knowing Brothers?
Parang Knowing Ghosts.
Oo nga, Knowing Ghosts ba dapat? Or Ghosting Brothers?
I'm not entirely sure, pero parang they have like a summer segment. Because apparently they celebrate horror or scary stuff pag summer. So parang may horror special sila or something. So
okay.
I don't know. Yeah, that's also a question somewhere sa kanila.
All right. We'll delve into that in the future. Okay. Yeah. So, when we were talking about this, ang naunang nagkwento ay si Moonbyul. So, sa dorm nila, so this is also a kwentuhang dorm type of situation, si Moonbyul was sharing the bedroom with Wasa. No, she wasn't sharing the bedroom with Wasa. She was in her bed. And, she was still sleeping and then she was at the top of the bunk bed. So, siya nasa taas. And then, all of a sudden, bigla siyang nagising. Kasi may nag-go through sa stuff niya, sa cabinet. Parang may nag-rummage. May naghahanap. So, nagising siya. Pagtingin niya, si Wasa na nagkakalkal yung mga gamit. Tapos kumakain pa nga daw ng kin. Tapos parang tinawag niya na parang, ang ginagawa mo dyan? Tapos biglang si Wasa tumingin sa kanya. And all of a sudden, kumari pa siya paakit ng bunk. Tapos yung bunk, yun niya. Tapos bumaba siya.
Oh my God.
Tapos bumaba siya ng kwarto. And then, si Moonbyul, parang na-stun siya. Eh, si Wasa nakita niya eh. Si Wasa talaga nakita niya. Na-stun siya. Tapos nagulat na lang siya. And then, natulog na lang siya. And she forgot about it. And then the next day, parang nag-usap sila ni Wasa. Tapos kinuwento niya kay Wasa na parang, ano yung ginawa mo kagabi? Bakit ka nagkakalkal ng gamit ko? Hindi ako makit sa bunk bed ko. Sabi ni Wasa, "Girl, nasa Jeonju ako kahapon."
Oh my God!
Girl, nasa Jeonju ako kahapon. Tapos parang, nag-butt in si Solar during the Knowing Brothers conversation. And she was like, alam mo, that happened to me as well. So she was also sleeping in the room. She shared the room with Wasa. She was just sleeping in the room. And then she, all of a sudden, she just woke up. And then pagka-turn niya, si Wasa nasa may pintuan nakahubad. Tapos nakatingin lang sa kanyang room. And then later on, the next day, na-reveal na nga na, I mean, the next day, si Wasa nasa door. But she knew na si Wasa wasn't there. Wasa was at Jeonju. So every time nasa Jeonju si Wasa, may doppelganger something lumalabas. Oo, to take her place.
Oh my God! So, paano natin malalaman ngayon kung ang napapanood natin si Wasa o yung doppelganger niya?
Alam, mabari
na rin. Ako siya pala nag-sign ng contract niya.
Oo.
Kaya nasa Chukra.
With D-Nation.
Eh, nakakatawa yun.
Sino sumasayaw sa Street Woman Fighter ng Chili? Chili.
Feeling ko yung
this.
Wala. As in, I don't know. They didn't say anything about it afterwards. I guess ano na lang.
Ano reaction ni Wasa na may ganun siya?
I guess parating nilang panag-uusapan to amongst themselves. Kasi, why wouldn't you? Di ba? Parang like, actually naisip ko nito nung nabasa ko. Parang, kasi, listeners, you know na sometimes like we go out of town, like we have our little, you know, R&R. And the last time we were over at Mount Makiling pa nga, like we had like an overnight thing there. Girl, what if? Hindi na pala kayong katabi ko.
Correct.
Kamukha niyo lang.
Pa naman, napaka-spiritual.
Yun nga eh. Diba? So, and I feel like their story is kind of different kasi doppelganger siya eh.
Oo.
Diba?
That's scary kasi basically, tinake over ng spirit. I mean, gets. Parang may nag-form siya ng something.
Oo. That is all our freaky stories. Actually, sobrang dami pa sa truth. Mas marami sa idols actually more than sa K-drama
actors. Kasi mahilig sila magkwento.
I think so. Correct.
Actually, may mga actors din. Baka hindi lang kasi sila ginag-guest sa mga horror specials.
Oo. Oh, oh.
Kaya hindi kasi sila nag-VV Live.
Hindi sa GV Live. Hindi nalang kwento. Parang may video na mga dating. But, I mean, alam nyo naman if you're also like a follower of the Korean shamanism industry through K-drama.
And I'm pretty, and I'm sure ang daming mga actors dyan. Kasi, yun nga, like, they shoot in different places. Ang daming mga haunted places in the set. Like, yung mga nasa bundok, I heard that Jirisan, di ba? There's like a K-drama Jirisan. Alam ko, ano, parang, hindi, there's another mas scary mountain. Starts with the B, Banahaw. Parang yun yung mas spiritual, diba? Parang ganun, correct. It seems like ganun din yung Jirisan. So, well, I don't know if they shot there. But point is, like, I'm sure ang dami pa niyang kwento na hindi lang natin naririnig. Kasi nga, wala silang avenue to do so.
Maybe next year's Halloween episode, mauungkat natin yan.
Interview
gusto
natin.
Ba natin?
Si Kim Sun-ho!
Gusto ko!
Wow.
Baka by that time, ooh. Meron na tayong like, kilala na, you can tell us, like, a first-hand experience. Mas masaya kung magkakasama tayo na, para we can hold on to each other.
Okay.
So, ganun na lang. Next time.
Paano kung hindi na pala ako yung katabi?
And all the more fun now that we are talking about the ghost stories of our Hallyu favorites.
Uh-huh.
So, nakakatuwa na narinig natin to from them.
Correct. So, thank you for being generous with your stories of freaking us out.
Okay. Oh, nga. Freak us out more. Like, freak us out in, like, the sexy way and also in the creepy way. So, di ba? All-arounders. Come
yun
on.
Yun ba yung trip mo?
Correct. Oo naman. Gusto ko, tinatakot ako tapos ahalikan ako sa leeg. Alam mo yun? Pampira. Twilight na pala. Ka,
pero yung bulong, galing ba sa kanila?
Ayun lang. Alright, so those are our stories. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Let us know if you want to hear more freaky stories para in the future, maybe we can have more segments of this. Meron na po kami mga delulus and meron na po tayong mga creepypies. Creepypies and delulus. Okay. So for you guys listening and watching us, you know where to hit us up. You can find us in our social media pages. Follow us there. Comment. And slide in our DMs, kwentuhan nyo kami ng mga sarili nyo mga Lego stories. And if you know any ayaw other... Oo, hindi ba basahin ni Pia, pero ikukwento namin sa kanya nang wala siyang choice.
So, text lang namin sa kanya.
Correct. Yung text nakasimula, yung 17, ganyan. Tapos biglang mumu story yun. Para wala siyang choice. Kundi magbasa. So, if you have other stories out there ng mga idols, favorite idols nyo, put it in our comment section on Instagram, on YouTube, on Twitter, sa lahat ng social media pages namin, guys. Go.
Kamsahamnida!
Kamsahamnida!
See you again next week!
Yes, and guys, ingat kayo, ah.